From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Maloney. I'm joined today by Tasha Dickinson, the partner at Day Pitney. Tasha, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
You know, the season four, we're looking at this new economy that has been created due to the pandemic, the new norms, new business strategies, new operations that will be long lasting past the pandemic. But before we get there, I wanted to ask you, are there any new personal norms that you started during the pandemic, any hobbies or interests or technologies, a new way of organizing yourself that you know will be continued in this post-pandemic climate?
Well, I think we've all learned a greater sense of balance between our work lives and our personal lives. So the workday has become less defined. So we've had to work harder to define for ourselves when we're working and when we're playing, so to speak. But I think COVID has caused us all to reflect on our lives and to make sure we're living in a way that's meaningful. So for me, that's meant spending more time, more quality time with my kids and being present in what's going on in their lives.
At Day Pitney, your focus primarily centers around estate planning and estate trust administration. With the pandemic bringing people's mortality to the foreground over the past 16 months, how have you seen people's focus change as it pertains to reassessing their personal and financial lives? And how has this in turn affected your practice in the way people are now approaching estate planning?
Well, I think COVID in the past 15 months or so has been a perfect storm of sorts. So I think people, because of COVID, number one, they face their own mortality because most of us know someone who died from COVID or became very ill from COVID. I think people also had time to think about things that they hadn't had time to think about before. So people who had kind of shelved their estate planning because they didn't want to deal with it, they kind of brought it back out. And to the last point that I made about living and balance and whatnot, I think people just viewed life a little bit more differently as a result of COVID, realizing that life can change very quickly. So those three things combined to cause estate planners to be very busy because people were talking more about their estate planning. The reality is, I think there were, unfortunately, a lot of people died during COVID. So from a trust and estate administration point of view, we were also very busy. Then insert the impending presidential election that occurred towards the end of last year, and the thought that exemptions were going to go down for gift and estate tax purposes, people became frenetic towards the end of the year trying to plan for that, and nothing happened. And so that has continued into this year, where people are still waiting to see what might happen with the existing tax laws. So again, kind of a perfect storm of activity that has made the trust and estates world very busy.
And you kind of alluded to this for my next question. Over the period of this economic volatility, also political volatility, what were some of the most common missteps that you saw clients make as it pertains to their estates? And how have you since helped them strategize to make the most out of this new normal?
Well, I think people were being reactive to what they are seeing on the news. And I think that that's a mistake. People, again, at the end of last year, we're certain the exemptions were going to go down. And there was a lot of talk about retroactivity of those exemptions decreasing. So it was much like what happened back in 2012, when people anticipated that lifetime exemptions were going to decrease. There was this frenzy of activity. And again, nothing happened in 2012, 2013 either. And so I think people were just reacting to what they were hearing from their friends or hearing on the news. And weren't being quite as thoughtful as maybe they should have been about their planning. And in what I've tried to counsel people is that there's not a one size fits all. And just because you heard it on the news or because your friend did it doesn't mean it's right for you. So I always say to clients, my job is to help people make an informed decision that's specific to their facts and circumstances. And so that's what I've tried to bring to the table during this process, is to make people take a step back and to thoroughly analyze the strategies that they're thinking of employing to be sure that it makes sense for them to do that at this time.
We all know that technology adoption has disrupted all industries, to include the legal sector, from remote working, adaptability, automated processes, as well as Zoom depositions. What concerns are emerging amongst lawyers that you talk to regarding this rapid change? And how do you see the legal community continuing to accept and adapt to these virtual realities in a post-COVID-19 world?
So I think in the trust and estates world, particularly here in Florida, we had already kind of laid the foundation for this surge of technology in the trust and estates world. Back in January of 2020, we had a remote notarization statute that took effect. And then in July of 2020, we had a statute that took effect that allowed for the remote execution of estate planning documents. And so that had already been teed up. Unfortunately, we were ill prepared even then, because we didn't realize there was going to be a pandemic and we were going to be forced to use that. The legislation had been enacted just vis-a-vis the need to have greater flexibility in executing estate planning documents generally. We certainly hadn't anticipated a pandemic. And so we're still really working out the kinks with that. But I think the idea of using technology to execute estate planning documents will continue to take hold, and we'll have to refine that over time, which will happen with any new legislation that happens. So we'll continue along that path. Estate planners and attorneys in general will have to continue to be flexible in terms of how we conduct our businesses. I mean, who would have thought 15 months ago or 18 months ago that the majority of our meetings would be conducted over Zoom? Who would have even heard of Zoom at the time? And so I think we'll continue to refine the way that we operate in that regard. However, I do believe that there's no substitute for human interaction. And so despite the fact that we'll continue to go down this track to allow technology to enhance our practices, I don't believe that technology will ever replace our practices.
Sure. Now that we find ourselves in this new economy, this new landscape, what's next for Day Pitney and the estate planning sector overall?
So in the estate planning sector overall, I guess I would say that the only thing constant in the tax planning and estate planning world is change.
Sure.
Because the tax laws are ever evolving. Yeah. And so I think that there's always going to be a place for estate planners to help clients, not only on the technical side, but also anecdotally, the experience that we bring to the table in dealing with other family situations that aren't necessarily tax related. So I think that there'll always be that place for us. And again, since the tax laws are ever evolving, we're constantly switching gears, whether we're doing estate tax planning or based on legislation that's currently on the table in Washington, we may be doing more income tax planning. And right. So with the exemption amounts going up and down based on the administration that's in power or the tax rates changing, I think there'll always be interesting work for estate planners to do. So at Day Pitney, as you know, we're a about a 300 person firm with offices from Providence, Rhode Island, down to Miami, up everywhere up and down the East Coast. So we're a thought leader in the trust and estates space and also on the corporate and litigation side. So we will continue to be thought leaders in those areas and to grow our practices. We're relatively new in the Florida market, and we will continue to grow our Florida offices in particular so that we can best serve our clients based on what's going on.
Great. Well, thank you again. That was Tasha Dickinson, the partner at Day Pitney. My name is Abby Malone. Thank you again, Tasha.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.